Learned that you have been traded.
Obviously, you know, it kind of happened quick. You know, it was kind of 5 days after we won, so it was happening fast. And, you know, for sure, you are a little bit surprised, but I think it's a good opportunity for me and, you know, new challenge for me. And, you know, I'm excited and can't wait when it started.
Like you said, it's a surprise. Even when you won the Stanley Cup, that you must have a lot of friends in Chicago.
Obviously, you know, you kind of make history with those guys and with those people, you know, and the teammates. And, you know, I just to thank to them and what they did for me. And, you know, I think it's a kind of business, you know, it goes like that. And, you know, I knew before they have to move some guys because of the cap. And, you know, it ended up me. And, you know, like I said, it's a new challenge for me now. And, you know, I'm excited and, you know, can't wait.
What do you expect out of Winnipeg?
Also, I got you know, good friend here, Andre Pavelec. You know, we are buddies from we were young, so right. We grew up together. And you know, he kind of, you know, I'm here first few days, and he kind of tried to show me around and you know, introduce me to the people. And you know, so far the guys were great, and you know, I'm glad I kind of met everybody. And you know, it's exciting.
What's your off season been like? It's been pretty short, hasn't it?
Definitely it's been short and it's been kind of busy, but you know, I never play along like that, but you know, obviously the summer was short, but you know, maybe it could help, you know, like you didn't have that long break. And you know, I try to, you know, put myself in a good shape. And I always go to Montreal for training for 1 month, and I did the same thing this year. And you know, hopefully I think I'd be ready to go.
So your legs aren't feeling tired after having such a shorter break than you're used to, maybe?
It's hard to say right now. We'll see. We'll see in the season. But like I said, I've never been in this situation. But I think, like I said, could be an advantage too. You know, like you know, just that short break and you know, keep going again. And I think I got good months in Montreal. And you know, I think I'm ready.
You've seen the lines, you've seen the roster, you've met some of the guys. Do you know maybe where you're going to fit in on this team? Which line, who you're going to be pairing up with?
Oh, it's hard to say. I mean, there's a bunch of good players, great players. And obviously when, you know, Pav was here, I was following the team too, you know. So I kind of know the players, who they are. But, I mean, it's, you know, during the season it can change quickly. And, you know, it's never, I never been in a team when it was... same lines, you know, all the time. So it will change, but I just want to focus on me and try to be, you know, helpful for the team and you know, help the team to win some games.
Do you think that you get like 10 points, I think, during the playoffs? Does that help for the confidence to have a fresh start?
Yeah, I mean, I know the role in Chicago was a little bit maybe different. It's going to be here. I don't know, but we'll see what's going to happen. But you know, that was kind of defense, about defense and about PK, and, you know, we'll see what's going to happen here. But obviously, you know, I got a few points in the playoffs, and for sure it helps, always helps, and always helps your confidence. And but every year is different, so I just want to, you know, make sure I'm ready to go.
You know that you got skills to score some goals. Is that like a role like that you want to play in the team with the Jets?
You know, yeah, my first 2 years, you know, in Florida, I mean, it was kind of offensive role, and I was playing like first two lines and playing power play, and, you know, I scored some goals. But, you know, after that, when I get to Chicago, it changed a little bit because, like, you know, you got so many great players there, and it's not easy to go in the power play. But, you know, the role was different, and I think I showed a little bit I can kind of play the defensive role too. And I think it's just you know, good for you, you know, that you can be able to play like both roles.
One of the big changes in the off season was the realignment. You've played against a lot of the teams that Winnipeg's going to be facing this year. Any insight for how you see some of these games playing out, or some of the teams that you're going to be playing?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be new for the guys, yeah, here, and obviously. I play both conference, and I think the West is a little bit more tighter, you know, like, I mean, in the East it's great teams too, but like in the West, you know, it's always like so tight, you know, during the year, and almost like, you know, in the last game in the season, you know, it's so tight, like 5-6 teams could make in the playoff, you know, in last few games. So it's kind of tight there, and you know, you got tough teams to play against. But I think it's, you know, in East you got the same thing. I mean, I hopefully think you know, we're gonna, you know, adjust quickly on that guys. I mean, in the other teams, and you know, we have a good season.
You've been getting any texts from your ex-Chicago teammates about the first game that Winnipeg's going to be playing with Chicago?
Not yet, but I think something going on when we're going to go there. And I got, you know, Czech guys are there too, like Rosival and two Slovak guys, Hoss and Hanzu. So we've been in touch with those guys, and we are good friends. And, you know, hopefully we're going to beat them.